95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I had a celebrity sighting. Did I tell you about this?
Oh, no. Who?
Yeah.
Angeline.
At a grocery store. No, I've seen Angeline 1,000 times. this is not quite as good looking as Angeline. But I was getting some apples, and I heard a guy go, "I know that guy." And I turned around, it was Dave Grohl.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wait, he was talking to you?
Yes.
Oh, that's funny.
How weird is that?
He's been on your little showground many times.
He has, yes, yeah. Many times.
Oh, that's cool. So was he purchasing apples as well?
Or? He was, I don't know what he was purchasing.
He was just harassing you in the store.
We quickly got into the drummer conversation.
Oh, sure.
Because Josh Fries.
Yes, which is awesome.
Is maybe one of the best drummers alive.
Yeah, you know, I love all the people online of the different bands are just saying, "Wow, that's a great choice.
Yes.
Well done, and congratulations!"
Yes.
And he's such a great guy, very, very cool.
Dave said he has the ability, like somebody with what do you call it, where you could remember every detail.
Oh, photographic memory.
It's funny that I can't think of the word photographic memory.
That's us.
He says that he has that with music.
Really?
So he can hear a song once.
Oh.
A couple of years ago, and then sit down and play it today.
Oh, that's the best.
Yes.
Man, that is cool.
And he's a huge studio musician, so I said, I'm surprised that he's going to go on the road with you guys, because you guys tour a lot.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, he just wanted to join the band. And I was like, yeah, of course he wants to join the Foo Fighters.
Yeah. But that was what a band. Party, man.
Yeah.
Be out there, and so he's going to be out with them on stage all the time now.
He's going to be traveling with Foo Fighters, which is great. I said,
super
as a
cool.
drummer, how do you rate him? And he goes, he's a monster.
Wow, that's a hell of a compliment.
I was like, that's fantastic.
Wow.
So that's good news.
Yeah, so you were talking to Dave there in the store. Did you ask him to come on the little showground here?
I said, hey, we're on the radio.
He's like, oh, that's cute. Radio. Anyways, I got to go.
Yeah,
nice seeing
you. Hey, it's good seeing you. Bye now. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace.
Time for People Are Dumb.
Oh, man, people are dumb.
People are dumb. You're a dum-dum, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
I just want to explain so people know, when Sluggo repeats, oh man, people are dumb, it's because he's reaching for the button that
I haven't
he forgot.
Pushed that. What button? What?
He forgot that he was supposed to push.
No, I want to sing along.
That's what happens.
No.
No, of course you want to sing along. I'm just a little behind the scenes.
Yes, exactly.
Man admits robbing the same 7-Eleven 3 times in 4 days.
Dude! Why? They got your picture. They probably...
In New Jersey, a 38-year-old man named Idris Allen admitted in state superior court that he robbed the same 7-Eleven 3 times in 4 days.
Has he not seen Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid? They get wise to this kind of thing when you hit him more than once.
I'm going to suggest he hasn't seen it. I'm going to suggest that's probably solid.
Probably true, yeah.
His trial had been scheduled to begin Monday before a judge in Newark, but Allen instead pled guilty on Friday to first-degree armed robbery.
Okay.
Now, this is the funny part.
Yeah.
Authorities say Allen entered the store in the 700 block of Broad Street on December 8th, 10th, and 11th.
Come on, man.
Each time he had a knife, and all he stole was...
Cigarettes.
Candy.
Candy?
That's all he stole.
Idiot. Why?
I don't know.
When he goes in with a knife?
Give me
his
candy.
Which what? Abba Zabba?
Give me some lifesavers, and I need some Reese's Pieces stick, too.
I'm
going
to try Milky Way today. I'll be back.
Stab you.
I'll be back tomorrow.
I'll let you know if I like the Milky Way.
So that's the 8th.
You know, there's a couple 7-Elevens in the world.
And then on the 10th, he returned with a knife and only got candy.
Oh, my God.
And then on the 11th.
Hold on. Is he 5?
He's 38.
Oh, dude.
Then on the 11th, he returned with a knife and there was a police car waiting.
Oh, that's him. Officer, there you come.
And the manager who was there on the 8th the first time came out and pointed at the guy who was right across the street who was trying to ditch his clothes. He was trying to take off his clothes.
Oh, my God. Wow.
So he could run? I don't know.
No, well, you say people are dumb.
But he still had the knife.
He still kept the knife.
Uh-huh.
Sure. And he probably had candy stains all over his face.
I can't imagine he wouldn't.
Oh, my God, dude.
3 days out of 4 for only candy.
From 7-Eleven.
Wow.
There's plenty of 7-Elevens.
And plenty of other stores that sell candy.
I hate him. I actually hate him because he's so stupid.
I love him because he's dumb. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yeah.
I'm an expert in almost nothing.
Right,
however, ice cream.
Oh, you're an expert on ice cream?
Yes, I am.
Oh, you really are?
Yes, I am.
Did you make it as a kid? Like, you have a little grinder thing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes, of course.
My dad used to make
ridiculous.
It. And he always got the salt. You know, there's salt involved somehow.
Because you need the ice to melt.
Into the ice cream. Every damn time.
Yeah, no, that's easy. What?
It's... Dunk. It was terrible.
Well, of course. You don't eat the salt part of it.
So
it's just to melt the ice to make it colder.
Every summer, he had to make ice cream again. And we're like, no, Dad, no.
Right, look, it's been a while since I've made it. And I'm not saying I'm an expert that way.
Right. Okay.
But I do eat
ice cream.
Ice cream.
What's your favorite flavor?
Like a crazy person.
You are a crazy person.
Rocky Road.
Oh, is it?
Cherry vanilla.
Okay.
I could go on all day. Here's what I don't eat.
Do I love ice cream?
Lionel Richie's. New ice cream collaboration with Tyra Banks.
Shut up.
That's my point.
I thought we were talking about ice cream. Why are you talking about music now?
No. This is, they call it All Night Love.
What? Yeah.
Lionel Richie unveils new ice cream collaboration with Tyra Banks.
Why? What does he know about ice cream? Is he from the ice cream family? Did he make ice cream at home as a kid? I bet not.
Yeah, I guess Tyra Banks has an ice cream company.
Oh.
Called Smize Cream?
What does he have to do with, though? Hello, is this the ice cream you're looking for? I mean, come on.
He's dancing on the ceiling cream? He says All Night Love ice cream was created by mixing flavors that he grew up enjoying as a child.
That's a bad name.
The sweet and crunchy offering includes cookie crumble, a salted caramel ribbon,
and
a chocolate-covered fudge heart mixed in vanilla ice cream.
Fudge heart.
Here's what I know.
Yeah.
I know that Lionel Richie didn't have anything to do with it, except
right.
for putting his name on
exactly.
it.
Exactly. We need to sell a couple more barrels of this crap.
And I don't need ice. Stay in your lane. Right?
I usually hate that sort of phrase.
But Lionel Richie.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with
He has a very solid
history.
Lane.
Yes.
And it's a good lane for him, and it's paid off. Stay in it.
Why don't I just start making... I mean, I'm trying to think of something dumb. I mean...
Stevie Wonder, I just called to say I love ice cream. need this from our celebrities?
No. Ozzy Osbourne, Bat Head Ripple.
I would try that.
I would, too.
That sounds good,
yeah,
actually.
That would be good.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Baba booey.
It is, this is a really super bizarre word of the day that I found, which I think you're going to love.
Nice.
And by the way, we have the high-low game coming up in a few minutes.
That's right. $1,100 in a bit.
So there was a word of the day today that was irrelevant. Doesn't matter what it was. I didn't know what it was. I looked it up. It was uninteresting. But
okay.
On the right of the calendar.
Uh-huh.
I saw yesterday's word, and yesterday's word is a word of the day calendar. It's like from one of the dictionary companies.
That's something that I'm almost afraid to ask you about because I'm afraid I would get into it. I love this kind of stupid stuff.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait till you hear today, yesterday's word. I'm going to just have you play it.
Okay.
And then we can discuss. So today's word, irrelevant. Yesterday's the word of the day?
Cockade.
Wait, what?
Cockade.
Cockade?
Cockade.
C-O-C-K-A-D-E.
C-O-C-K-A-D-E.
Cockade.
Right.
What does it mean? Can you use it in a sentence, Kevin?
No, but I can tell you what it means.
Okay.
It's a rosette, a knot of ribbon, usually worn on as part of a hat.
I really like the looks of your...
Cockade.
How is that the word for a ribbon?
Right? Cockade.
How is that the word? I looked over on the right. I was like, whoa, that's a different word than I was expecting. How is that?
Take the ribbons from your hair, including the
cockade.
How is that possible?
Hey, would you mind if I put my
cockade
in your hair? Would that be okay? Would you have a problem with that?
It's clearly not sexual.
No. No, it's nice.
Because it comes from dictionary.com.
Exactly.
You can look it up. It's Monday, December 6th word.
You do remember why I used to look through the dictionary as a little kid.
Yes, you used to look for curse words, if I recall correctly.
I was so pleased when
Sluggo
I finally...
used to go through dictionaries just so he could look up hell.
All the other
damn.
Yeah, all the other kids were looking at comedy.
And mother effer.
And I was looking to see if
cockade
was in there anywhere.
It is.
It is, because it's a nice word.
It's a ribbon that's worn on a hat, usually as part of a uniform. That's a badge of office or the like.
A badge of dishonor. Hey, hey, nice.
Cockade.
What does it mean you...
what rank have you achieved? Yeah. So that's the word of the day. Enjoy.
Cockade.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Slugger. Wait, Slugger?
Whatever, man.
Slugger in the afternoon?
Who cares? It's Friday. We're on the precipice of a three-day weekend. I'm so freaking excited.
We have a special guest in the studio, yeah. Matthew Pinfield.
How are you, sir?
Has anyone ever called you Matthew?
Yes, actually. My mother used to call me that when she was younger. She was a little mad at me, but now she calls me Matt. Yes, I used to get that, you know?
Did you see the look on his face when I screamed Matthew?
Yeah, yeah. All of a sudden, I felt like I was reverting to childhood right there and at that very moment. My mom's 90 now, though, and you know, she's still rocking out. She's trying to make sure she can hold on to her driver's license in Florida. Wow. So she's, you know, she's never been in an accident, so, you know, maybe they'll let her have it.
But, that's great.
But otherwise, I gotta say to you guys, it's been pretty crazy lately, because I've been doing a lot of traveling, but I never miss an episode of KLOS New and Approved, no matter what.
Yeah, so talk to us about this coming Sunday.
You know,
yeah.
Guys, I love it. Stuart Copeland of The Police is my guest. He put out a new album called Police Deranged for Orchestra, where he twisted up some Police songs. But, you know, I saw The Police when I was a kid, a teenager, for $2. What? And I got to tell him this. Yeah, I saw The Police for $2. You got to hear this story. It's unbelievable. Because so we got in a station wagon, me and a bunch of high school kids, and we went down to see The Police. It was a $2 show at a theater, and they did Can't Stand Losing You Twice because they didn't have enough songs, and like a 10-minute version of Roxanne.
Wow.
Yeah, like a 10-minute. Can you imagine a 10-minute version of Roxanne? They were so great, by the way.
Yeah.
And but what was really funny is when we bought the tickets, Ticketmaster used to be called Ticketron.
Yes.
And there was a guy working behind the counter, and, you know, he was obviously not really a fan of new bands, and he just looked at us and went, you know this band, The Police, you're going to see? You better enjoy them while they're here, because they're going nowhere. That's what he said to us, and, you know, he was wrong. He was wrong.
By a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit. But, yeah, Stuart talks about, you know, being a kid and learning the drums, traveling around. His dad was in the CIA. You know, how he first met Sting and those songs came together. They started out as a fake punk band.
Right.
Some interesting stories.
That's amazing.
It's all going to happen Sunday night, 8 to 10 p.m. on my show, KLOS, New and Approved, which will also have the 10 biggest rock songs in Southern California on KLOS.
Stuart Copeland. Oh,
that's amazing. Very cool. Matt, thanks for, as always, coming by.
I love you guys.
You're the best.
That's all I got to say is my afternoons are not bright if I'm not playing you in the car. I just want you to know that. I love you guys.
Thank you, man. Love you, too.
Thanks.
Man drilled a hole in his own skull to stay high all the time.
Dun, dun, dun. Wow. What?
Yep.
What?
Yep.
Talk to me, Freaky. Tell
a lot of people do things to get high.
Sure.
There's cough syrup. There's toad venom. Yep. A lot of different things that. This is a guy named Joe Mellon, believe it or not.
Joe Mellon, drilling his own melon?
Adventurer. He's a pioneer of experiments with LSD in the UK.
Okay. Oh, so what, going back to the 60s?
Yep.
Okay.
1967. It's called trepanation or trepanning. I'm not sure. It's considered to be one of the oldest surgical procedures known to human. And apparently it took him 3 tries.
So this is something that goes back to Egyptian times or something, drilling into heads.
Into your skull.
Yeah, they used to do all sorts of funky stuff, but wasn't it to get high back in Egypt?
I don't know. Okay. He says, in 1967, at that time I was broke and I certainly couldn't afford an electric drill.
Oh, no.
So I bought a hand.
No, you did not, dude.
Trepan from a surgical instrument shop.
Unless you didn't steal it.
It's a bit like a corkscrew, really, but with a ring of teeth at the bottom.
I'm picturing it. Picturing point, Walter Bishop.
There's a point in the middle which makes an impression on the skull.
Okay.
And then you turn it until the teeth cut into the skull.
Now, so he was doing this to himself?
Yes.
He didn't have help?
Yes.
Okay.
It was difficult. It was like trying to uncork a bottle of wine from the inside.
Yeah, and especially because your own brain is saying, stop, stop, stop.
He made a second attempt a year later using the same method.
Well, it didn't work at all the first time.
What?
So let's do it again.
Finally, he tried it with a power drill. Here's another guy describing exactly how the power drill works.
I decided that I did want the permanent method of increasing my brain blood volume, known as trepanation. And I began studying the operative procedure. and gathering together the instruments that I would need to be able to do this on myself.
Well, I'm sorry. What, is this like, is he putting in a port so they can just pour the LSD into this
hole
in his brain?
They never really described how that's supposed to make you high.
Like, yeah.
Because does he keep LSD, like a constant stream of it?
Or is it just because part of his brain is missing now, he feels high? I mean, I don't think that's the case.
Okay, ask for help.
But yeah,
somebody else doing.
Look, I
know. Why are you doing it to yourself?
Maybe it was the 60s, people were nicer, but certainly you can find someone that's willing to drill into your head. Hey, I'd like someone to drill into my head. Like three people stand up immediately.
That's a little scary.
I use the electric-powered flexible shaft drill to do my operation, which I hung up above my head in a comfortable position so that I could reach up.
Hold on a second.
So
I mean,
he hung the drill.
Comfortable, right. I'm picturing this.
He hung the drill from the ceiling.
And then got a nice comfy chair.
Yes.
So that he would be comfortable while he drills into his brain.
Yes. That's correct.
And hold that drill bit handle comfortably and also look into a mirror.
Which, by the way, doesn't that make it backwards? Like,
yes.
Isn't there some type
of... You need to look into a mirror. Like
yes.
Two mirrors. Then you'd be seeing...
This seems like a rough way to take care
of
your skull.
Last time that I tried to drill into my skull, I did have the two
you
mirrors.
You did? Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I made a T-shaped incision.
Mm-hmm. Dang, T-shaped? Not just one hole.
Right.
He's going for a T.
Right here on my forehead.
Oh, did you... Is this video?
Like, could just above his...
Is there a scar?
I didn't see a scar on this guy, no.
Yeah.
No.
Horizontal and then a vertical. Mm-hmm. I went ahead using the sequence of drill bits, a pilot drill, a larger, faster cutting drill through the first layer of bone into the spongy inner bone.
Wow.
And then as I got through to the bottom of that, I shifted to a much smaller, blunter drill.
All to get high.
You can get high without doing that, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you are
drilling in your head,
where you can just pop something, shoot something, snort something, and that's not enough, you've gone too far.
Agreed.
Shut it down.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station, Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Disney tickets very, very soon. We finally started handing them out, and you got a chance to win before you know it.
I'll tell you when to call. First, what's up with Florida?
A fair question.
I'm going to begin the story, and then I'm going to have you guess where it goes from. It's going to stop at one point, and you have to guess how it continues.
Gotcha.
Here you go.
Are trying to figure out why this man allegedly broke into a home in Marion County. Cal police say Daniel Dinkins claimed that...
So he broke into someone's house.
Threw a brick through a window and broke in.
Okay.
And got in the house. And now the police ask him why.
Because
weirder.
I was
you have to think weirder
passing by
weirder
and I saw an alligator and I thought I better go get it because I did the meth and I am ready to fight the
alligator.
You're
just going for meth.
Yeah. And alligators.
Yeah. Here's his answer.
Okay.
He was a time traveler and then he threw a brick through the window of that Ocala home earlier this month to save a baby sleeping in the room from a future event. He also admitted to swimming in the family's pool. Dinkins now faces burglary charges.
I do understand why he swam in the pool.
Why? Because I thought that was kind of a bold move.
No, see, he's from the future, and in the future, there's no more pools anymore. You know, we those of us have lived in the future.
I see.
It's just a thing of the past. We don't have that kind of water to spare anymore. So he's like, I'm just going to enjoy
myself.
So he's
like, wow, a pool.
Yeah,
I haven't seen one of these in years.
Right, exactly. Time traveler.
He's a time traveler. And he threw the brick through the window to save the baby from a future event.
Like, did he share what the event might be?
My question is this. Do we know he's wrong? We're all going, you're an idiot in Florida. You're stupid.
Good point.
Do we know he's wrong?
We do
what
not.
What if he's right?
What if they just ensured that Hitler comes back? Basically.
Or the opposite.
Or the opposite.
Or maybe he was trying to keep that from happening.
That's always the thing,
like,
isn't it?
You're stupid. You must be on bath salts. Right. You're dumb. You're in Florida. Go to jail.
But in fact... He might have saved the entire universe.
Correct. So we thank you, sir.
Kevin, you know in those old movies, someone would take their wallet out and they would open it up and a moth would fly out.
Yes.
Because there's just no cash.
Right.
That's where I'm at, man. I need some money. Can you help me out with this?
No.
Oh, you bastard.
I need dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what
I
need.
Oh, you mean I got to... jump through hoops to win $1.
Yeah, you have to earn the dollar.
Come on,
and it's one American dollar, just to be clear.
What American dollar?
Yes.
And I saluted you when you said that.
Unfortunately, we lost Tina Turner today.
Yeah, I know.
She was one of the greats.
She really was. She was so cool.
So the category today is top 10 female singers.
Top 10 female singers.
And I'm going to say we don't play any of them?
Oh, really? So much for hearts.
So don't.
Whatever, ladies of heart.
So
you're cute and all, but
don't look at the list through the lens of KLOS.
All right. So is this like of all time then?
Yes,
like going
of all
way
time.
Back.
Yep.
Is this Joe Blow that put this together?
It is Joe Blow.
I love him. He's got good taste. He really does. I mean, I have to say Tina Turner clearly first.
Tina Turner.
Six guesses for four.
Clearly
yes.
First. Yes.
I mean, you know, without a doubt, and that would have been even without the bad news today.
Yes, agree.
100%.
I love her.
You know, one thing I'm always doing is, and she's never on any list, and it always pisses me off, is Billie Holiday, one of the greatest vocalists in the history of recorded music.
You have guessed Billie Holiday.
I don't know how many times. Seriously, like at least five.
Well, today is your day.
Yeah!
Nope.
Oh, you effing bastard. You've got to be kidding.
She's not.
You go ahead and take your little list and you just tear it up. Here, I'll tear it up
list.
For you. Are you insane? This list is useless.
I just love the hope that you have in your eyes every time.
Clearly, Billie Holiday.
I'm wrong. Still wrong. Are you guessing that again?
Oh, you know what? I bet someone's going to say Whitney Houston. She's a beautiful voice.
Whitney
much
Houston
better
is,
than Billie Holiday.
Is number one. Whitney Houston's number one, yes.
I mean, you know, lots of diss to Whitney Houston, but... You usually say no.
Look, there's different kinds of singing, different kinds of songs,
sure.
Too.
All right, I got to go with one of my favorites, and Dolly Parton. I love her to tiny
Dolly
pieces.
Parton. Not on this list.
Is useless.
It's not great. So you have two guesses to get two right.
Beyonce. What a wonderful voice Beyonce has. It's beautiful. Like an angel.
How is it possible for you to be so angry?
And it's not even right.
It's not even on there.
Bean would be very angry. Didn't he love Beyonce? Is that right? I don't even remember.
No, he likes Taylor Swift.
Oh, Taylor Swift. Let's say Taylor Swift. I was going to say Taylor Swift.
No, absolutely not. You are going straight down for that. Yeah.
Linda Ronstadt.
You already used
I know, but is Linda on there?
No, she's not.
Oh, my God. This list sucks.
How is it possible to take a top 10 list and give you... 10 list and give you that many guesses and have you not hit any of it?
I mean, as well, if you
Tina
know,
Turner.
Billie Holiday isn't on the list, it's useless. I mean, I tore it up already.
Number 10 is Shirley Bassey.
All right, yes.
Okay.
Granted.
Number 9 is Annie Lennox.
Nope. Compared to these other ones?
I sort of disagree with that one, too.
Nope.
Number 8 is Tina Turner.
Sure.
Number 7, I never would have thought of Barbara Streisand.
Oh, hell. Ever. Yeah, but that makes sense.
Number 6, Karen Carpenter.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Number 5, Ella Fitzgerald.
Oh, bloody hell.
Yeah. How did you miss so many?
I don't know.
Number 4.
I mean, it's always like this. You hear the list, you're like, oh, yeah, duh.
Number 4 is Mariah Carey.
No.
Number 3 is Celine Dion.
No.
I know. Number 2 is Aretha Franklin.
Sure. Yeah, Aretha.
And absolutely. Number 1 is Whitney. So, no dollar.
Whitney.
No dollar.
All right, we're going to play Whitney Houston now. Here
no
we go.
Dollar for you. This doesn't sound like Whitney Houston, which I'm happy about. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister.
You watching Shark Week? You a fan of that?
No, but I
love it.
Oh, yeah?
I love it so much.
What, explain Shark Week to those of us who don't watch.
I mean, it's just they do all kinds of things with sharks, all kinds of experiments. Mm-hmm. And they
experiments?
Yes.
Like they cut them open? And
no, they get into the water with sharks and they try stuff, and it's fascinating.
Would you
sharks
ever,
are fascinating.
A cage goes in water.
Yes.
You go in cage. Shark in water. Have you ever done that?
No,
would you
but
do
I
that?
Would.
Oh, you would?
I would.
Will you put you in a cage?
Yeah.
I think we have a future promotion. Wendy!
Listen to this.
Chief Fries!
Sorry. Listen to this. Shark advocates call for rebranding of violent attacks by sharks as, quote, interactions.
That's the most ridiculous thing I think I've ever heard in my entire life.
Marine experts and advocates in Australia are urging the public to refrain from using the word attack.
So if I get bitten by a shark, if I get... By a shark.
They do bite your leg and rip
yes.
it.
Yes.
Yes, that happens.
Then I'm supposed to say, a what? It was a what?
It is an interaction.
You and I are enjoying verbal intercourse right now, Kevin. That's an interaction.
Interaction.
No.
They're saying that the majestic predatory fish has been unfairly stigmatized as a deliberate killer.
Let's go ahead and ask everyone that's ever been bitten if they
I don't agree. Care if it's deliberate. Are they attacking me?
Yes.
Well, I'm going to call it an attack.
Well, of course it's deliberate. They're like, oh, look, tasty morsel. Let's have a bit.
This, of course, seems ridiculous. So I lined up an expert for us to talk to, if you don't mind. On the Heineken 00 hotline, we have Dr. Mark Stanley Price, who is a senior research fellow from the University of Oxford.
Sir, I don't want to be rude, but what?
No, you're absolutely right. The way you've described the unfair stigmatization of these animals is quite unfair. And so we do everything we can in the wildlife conservation community to try to change the lexicon, get the people to stop referring to these animals who are just acting on their natural behaviors as attacks or killers in some way.
But what if they attack and or kill?
Well, they're not attacking. They're simply interacting with another creature, and they're following through on their natural behavior. It's quite natural, and there's no ill intent behind it.
No ill intent. They're going to tear you to pieces and eat you.
They rip your leg off. What are you talking about?
They're going to bite you in half if they can. That's an attack.
You have to keep in mind, in that moment, you're simply a food source for the animal.
Okay.
That's fine, but
okay.
Why make it friendly? Why try to turn it into something nice? Why? I don't understand.
It'd be like calling you a killer because you're eating a ham sandwich.
Oh, well, that's fair enough. I mean, meat is murder, as Morrissey taught us.
And so what we're trying to do is get people to change the way they describe many different interactions with animals around the world.
Oh, I
see. For example, dog bites. Mm-hmm. The dog attack. Look at the poor dogs that have been stigmatized, like... German Shepherds and pit bulls. Yes.
Right.
So now we'd like people to refer to them as canine jaw hugs.
A canine jaw hug.
Yes. Instead of a dog attack, we'd like to call those canine jaw hugs now.
Okay.
A swarm of bees that stings one to death.
Mm-hmm.
That is an unfortunate term. We'd like now to change to Appian group acupuncture.
If I could spell it,
I don't feel like I can even remember that in the case of a bee sting.
You'll get used to it, I'm sure, like you will with a cattle stampede, which destroys the property and causes the death.
Mm-hmm.
The cattle are simply acting naturally, so we refer to them as bovine track meats.
That implies that one of them might actually win. Is that possible? Are we going to go to that level eventually?
Yes, whoever's the head of the stampede, I think you have to declare him the winner. Okay. Also, a bear attack. Again, a bear attack, the bear's not attacking. It's simply reacting to its natural behavior. So we call bear attacks, when they maul a camper, non-consensual organ realignment.
All right, that one I can get behind.
Are you having any luck with any of these?
Yes, in fact, we're now getting people in India to refer to snake bites as unrequested venom donations.
I'd like to call you on that fact.
Mm.
Or feng shui. We're not sure which one.
Feng shui. Oh, my God. Get your favorite shot glass out, because coming up at 5 o'clock and then for the entire 3-day weekend, we're going to be pouring you double and triple shots of some of your favorite KLOS bands. And 2 or 3, maybe even 4 occasionally, songs in a row from some of your absolute favorite bands. That starts at 5 and runs all weekend long.
Hello, KLOS.
This is Arnold, and you're listening to KLOS just as I do. Get down.
I'm sorry, who's this?
Arnold.
Arnold. Arnold Palmer?
Yes.
Come on, man.
Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, I know it's Schwartz. It's a shitty impression, though. No, you're not smoking that.
No, you're right.
No.
I'm going to put it out. I'm tapping it out. Thanks for calling, Arnold.
Okay, man. We'll see you.
Okay, bye. You don't have to keep it up. All right. Never mind.
I was fooled. I thought it was him.
Kevin Slugger, what's up?
Peace.
What's up?
Uh-oh, Kevin's going for a record. Everyone sit down. Have a chair. It's going to go, wow. That was pretty impressive. turning red. Oh, here we go.
I wasn't prepared. Okay, sorry.
That's still impressive.
Sorry, what?
Hey, first I want to thank you guys, man. You guys make afternoon so much better in Los Angeles.
Thank you.
Nice. Thanks, man. Thanks, even with that kind of nonsense right there?
Even in spite of that? What's up?
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely. Okay.
Ghost, whom, as you know, have lost a few lead singers of their own over time, out front with a Tina Turner tribute. We Don't Need Another Hero, pointed out to us, that's a recent release, actually, but pointed out to us by Full Metal Jackie. She's like, yeah, check out this amazing cover. It's quite timely. Very, very crazy. Ghost is who that is, and We Don't Need Another Hero. You know, just yesterday we were talking about people's favorite Rolling Stone song. There's this long conversation online. Gimme Shelter was near the top of the list. Painted Black was way up there, too. But that pretty much took it right there. Wild Horses. So many people chimed in and said that is their favorite Stone song. All right, belly up to the KLOS bar. It's starting now. It's going to go for 3 full days. We are going to give you double and triple shots of some of your favorite bands. We're going to start with the Stones and give you at least 2, possibly 3 shots in a row. Here we go. Got an order up for a triple shot of Van Halen. It's a double and triple shot weekend. 2 or 3 or more shots of your favorite bands. And here's Eddie and Co. on KLOS. Happy double and triple shot weekend to ya from KLOS. Now, that's what I'm talking about, a double shot of Black Sabbath. That's what you're getting all weekend, 2s and 3s. And what do we got coming up? Kevin, what do we... Kevin's passed out. Red Hot Chili Peppers on the way, some Def Leppard, some band called Pink Floyd and the like on the way on KLOS. Exactly 1 metric ton of Led Zeppelin wrapping up with Houses of the Holy on a double and triple shot weekend, all Memorial Day weekend on KLOS. And Kevin, could you answer that phone? It took forever to edit, and when it was done, it was all chopped to pieces, and so it was named Frankenstein. Edgar Winter Group's Frankenstein hit #1 on the U.S. single charts on this day in rock, 1973. People were beside themselves with excitement at the opening of Beatlemania on Broadway on this day in rock in 1977 at the Winter Garden Theater. Paul McCartney was awarded an honorary doctorate of music because they had an extra one lying around on this day in rock in 2008 by Yale University.